For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
We find ourselves now in a very special week. A week that not everyone is familiar with what is written about this week in Tikkuni Zohar, quoted by Reb Tzadok of Lublin in the last piece on Pesach. He tells us what it says in Tikkuni Zohar, that there are actually two Pesachs. There's the Pesach of now, and there's the Pesach of La'osud Lavoi. The Pesach now is from the 15th till the 21st. The Pesach of La'osud Lavoi is from the 22nd of Nisan to the 28th, meaning Achren Shel Pesach, as he writes, is the first day of the Pesach de La'osud. It's a big chiddush. It doesn't mean necessarily halachically there will be another Pesach. The Torah doesn't change. Beruchnius, there's another Pesach coming. Ki meitzei, he quotes the pasuk in Micha, ki meitzei chama eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois. There was a Pesach. There will be another Pesach, and it starts Achren Shel Pesach, where we in Chutz La'aretz have the minhag to read the Haftarah of Yeshaya, v'yotza chayter migeza Yeshay, which is the Haftarah of Mashiach, the Haftarah of La'asad Lovei, Yomola Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem. But Emes, it's really hinted in a pasuk in Yecheskel. In Yecheskel Mem Hei, the pasuk says there, Chag Shvuos Yomim Matzos Ye'ochel. Chag Shvuos Yomim. What does that mean? A holiday of weeks? And it's not talking about Shvuos, because it's talking about Pesach. Matzah is Ye'ochel, that's Pesach, that's not Shavuos. If anything, Shavuos is the Yom Tov in which we eat Chametz, Shtei Alechem. So what does Shavuos Yomim mean? Rashi there says, it's going on Pesach, which starting Pesach, we count the weeks, the Shavuos leading up to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is called Shavuos for that reason, because it's the Yom Tov in which comes after the counting of 7 weeks. That's how Rashi learns. That's the literal understanding of that pasuk. But based on this Reb Tzadok, based on this Tikkuni Zohar, the pasuk is hinting to us that Pesach really encompasses 2 weeks. Shavuos. Shavuos means 2 weeks. Miut Shnayim. Miut Rabim Shnayim. The 7 days now and the 7 days of La'osid. And included in these 7 days of La'osid, the last day is Chav Ches Nisan. Chav Ches Nisan is Kiyodua, the day that Eretz Yisrael was conquered. That's when Yericho was conquered, when they surrounded it 7 times, as Kimasupar and Sefer Yehoshua. And it's also interesting that during this week, Chavav, which this Shabbos is Chavav Nisan, is the yard site of Yehoshua ben Nun, as it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Yom Chavav Nisan being the day of Misas Yehoshua. Whatever it is, these 7 days now, therefore, are days of La'osid Lovei. It's after Pesach, but it's still Pesach. It's the Pesach of La'osid. And we are in the week of Pesach. And as mentioned many times, until after the Shabbos, after Yom Tov, it's still Yom Tov. Which means until after Shalosh Shudos of Parshas Kedoshim, which this year it's Parshas Kedoshim, as we'll get to in a moment. So Pesach is Nimshach until after the Shabbos, after every Yom Tov, that's the way it is. That when Yom Tov ends in the middle of the week, even on Sunday, it extends until after the Shabbos. Shabbos is when it has its aliyah, especially Pesach, which be'emes doesn't really end until after Shavuos, because Pesach and Shavuos is one hemshach hazman, as the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachya, says at the Feirush, that the Yemei HaSfira are like Chol HaMoed. Pesach is the first day Yom Tov, Shavuos is the second day Yom Tov. So it's one hemshach. So even though it's already after Isru Chag, and it's the 9th day of Sfira, Gvura Shebegvura, second day of the second week, it's still Pesach be'emes. It's Nimshach until after Shavuos. Now, being that it's a leap year, as mentioned many times, so this year we get to read after Pesach Parshas Kedoshim by itself, which Kedoshim is always read in the Yemei HaSfira. That's a klal. Usually later on in the Yemei HaSfira, more to the middle, because Achrei Kedoshim are together, and we've already gone through a few parshas before that. But even in a year like this, where we have a leap year and we had Acharei before Pesach. Kedoshim is always after Pesach, and it's always during the Yemei HaSfira, and this year it's Shabbos Mevarchim Iyar. Now it's interesting too that rarely do we ever get to read the Haftarah of Kedoshim, which is the whole dispute here, what the Haftarah of Kedoshim is, Minig Ashkenaz, Minig Sfarad, Minig Chabad, Minig Italianim, many different minhagim. No matter what minhag you follow, it's a very difficult Haftarah, and that's why they always try not to read it. When Acharei Kedoshim are together, we do not read the Haftarah of Kedoshim, even though Shulchan Aruch is brought down always to do the second Parshas Haftarah. We never do Kedoshim, we always do Acharei, at least in the most communities. But this year, there's no choice. It's Kedoshim by itself. It's not Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's not Rosh Chodesh, but sometimes it is. So we have to read the Haftarah of Kedoshim here from Yecheskel, which is a very difficult Haftarah about the Te'evos of Yerushalayim, the Averis that were done, which causes the Churban, ending with V'yada'at ki ani Hashem, according to the one version that's Yecheskel Chav Beis, and the other Nusach Yecheskel Chav also ends off L'da'as ki ani Hashem Eloikeichem. Both of them end off with Deya. Iyar, the month of Iyar, ki yadua, that every month has its combination of Hashem's name. The month of Iyar, the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Iyar is derived from the first letters of a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Yishalel Hamishalel Haskel V'yodoya. It's a pasuk, famous pasuk. Al Yishalel HaChacham B'Chachmasev, Al Yishalel HaGibe B'Gvorasev, Al Yishalel HaOshe B'Oshrei, Kiyem B'Zois Yishalel Hamishalel Haskel V'yodoya, which means a person shouldn't pride himself with wisdom or with strength or with wealth, because it's all nonsense, unless it's done the right way, unless it's the way the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, which we start reading these weeks now, tells us what a true Gibor is, what a true Chacham is, what a true Ashir is. Ki im b'zois yishalel ha-mishalel haskel v'yadoya. That's Yud-Kei Vav-Hei. Yud-Kei Hei Vav. It starts Yud-Kei and it ends the other way. Yud-Kei Hei Vav. That's the combination of Hashem's name for Iyar, which that combination talks about what Da'as says Hashem. Yishalel, Hamishalel, Haskel, V'yodoya. Interesting too, for those who say the Lam Natzeach after Svira, if you daven Sfarad, even if you don't, doesn't matter, you could still listen to a drush on it, where the minhag is to say the whole Lam Natzeach, which has 49 words, which each word corresponds to another day of Sfira. The Achren Shel Pesach, which starts Pesach de Lo'osid, as mentioned before, is the word Lada'as in the Lam Natzeach. Elokim Yechonenu V'yavarcheinu Yoyer Panav Itanu Sela Lada'as. That's the first day of the Pesach de La'osid, because La'osid Lava is the time when we're going to be able to understand, grasp godliness. As the Pasuk says in the Haftorah that we just read on Achron Shel Pesach, corresponding to the word La'da'as, Umola Ha'oretz Deya Es Hashem. That's how the Rambam ends off Hilchos Melachim, when the Rambam tells us there that why did the Chachamim desire Yemois HaMashiach? For what? For madanim, for riches, for just to be free from the yoke of the nations. No, it's more than that. It's because lo yihya esek kol ha'olam ella lo da'as es Hashem. That's what the Rambam ends off Hilchos Melachim, where he talks about the Yemois HaMashiach in the last few parakim, and he quotes the pasuk from the Haftarah of Acharon Shel Pesach, ki mala ha'aretz deya es Hashem kamayim layam mechasim. Agav, the Shai Yisachar, the Munkacher, writes that Hoid, Tiyadua, Lag Ba'omer is Hoid Shebahoid, the fifth day of the fifth sphere, which is Hoid is the fifth sphere. And the whole month of Iyar is called Ziv. In Navi and Melachim, it's called the Yerach Ziv, in two places, in the same parak, where Shlomo HaMelech completes the Beis HaMikdash in Yerach Ziv. Actually, he begins building it in Yerach Ziv, which is the month of Iyar. Why is it called Ziv? The Gemara gives different interpretations of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Ziv means shine. The trees begin to blossom. The world starts to shine. Ziv, shine. But the word Ziv is actually the Aramaic translation of the word Hoid. Hoid means splendor, beauty, majesty. One time in Chumash that it says it, in Parashas Pinchas, when Asata me Hoidecha Olav, Onkelos translates Zivach. So Ziv is Hoyd. And Hoyd, of course, is Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Hoyd Sheba Hoyd. So Hoyd, he says, is Rosh HaTevis, Umala Ha'oretz Deya. And that's Iyar. Iyar is the month where we develop Lada'as Es Hashem, where we work on this concept of trying to understand the Lakus, understanding godliness, Lada'as Es Hashem, which is what's going to be fulfilled completely, La'asad Lavoi, the Shevet that it corresponds, every month corresponds to another Shevet. Iyar is Yisachar. Concerning Yisachar, it says, Umi b'nei Yisachar yoidei bina la'itim la'das maye osa Yisrael. Yisachar excelled in this midah of das. So that's what perhaps the connection here. This Shabbos, we mevarchim chaydish Iyar, we end off the Haftorah, and no matter what your nusach is, with either your da'at ki ani Hashem, or la'das ki ani Hashem aleikeichem. Because that's the tachlis to come to umala ha'oretz deya es Hashem. Now this year, it's kedoshim. So what does Kedoshim have to do with the Chodesh that's coming, Chodesh Iyar, Pesach and Shavuos? Because clearly this Shabbos is where the transition takes place between Pesach and Shavuos, Nisan and Iyar, and we're getting ready during the Yemei HaSfira for Chag HaShavuos, for Zman Matan Teresenu. And the name of the parasha is Kedoshim. Kedoshim, a word that's used all the time. Holiness, what does holiness mean? What exactly is it? And this parasha is unique because as Rashi tells us, he calls for Torah's Kehanim. This parasha was said, Bahakel, means everyone was there. Every man, woman, and child were there together when this parasha was taught. Everyone asks, what exactly does that mean? In Midrashim, Midrash tells us that the entire Aseres Hadibras is in Parashas Kedoshim. Repeat it again. Ish imayva aviv tiro is kibur avayim, and then you have al tifnu el ha'alilam is of course lo yeluch elim acherim lo tignoivu. You have here the atzeres hadibros is in parashas kedoshim. The Balaturim writes that there are 70 mitzvahs in parashas kedoshim corresponding to the 70 nations. Others have difficulty with that. The Chinuch writes there are 51 mitzvahs. The parasha full of mitzvahs from beginning to end. Beginning with the mitzvah haklolis of kedoshim tihiyu, which Rashi says means perushim tihiyu, min ha'arayis, min ha'erva. And according to the Ramban, as Kiyodua, the famous Ramban, that a person shouldn't be a novel, b'rishus ha'toyru. So it's talking about the concept of kadosh atzmach ba'mutraloch. So many ask, what does it mean, kedoshim tihiyu? Tihiyu means you will be, not you should be, you will be. If it meant you should be, it should have said, hey you. Tihiyu is like a haftach, it's a promise, sort of. And then the pasuk says, why? Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's a reason. What connection do we have with Hashem? Can we be like Hashem in any way that it's possible that the Torah should say, be holy because I'm holy, Hashem says. So can we be creators because He's a creator? So how can we be holy because He's holy? How does that a reason to the tzivay of kadosh and tihiyu? And all the mefarshim ask this. Seems the Medrash at the beginning of the parasha is tackling that as well. And then we have the mitzvah of Ish Imay V'Aviv Tira'u right away. What is the connection between mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu and immediately that one should fear his parents? So the emes is, Kedusha is a word that is associated only with Klal Yisrael. This word is not found in Negei of the Umay Sa'olam. And this is a word that is associated with Matan Torah, with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Clearly. If one takes a look in Chumash Bereshis, the only time it ever says the word Vayekadesh is in Parshas Bereshis, where it's talking about Shmiras Shabbos. Vayivorech Elohim es Yom HaShavi'i Vayekadesh Oisai. And there Rashi says that it's not talking about that time. It's Mikra Mikra Al Shem HaOsir. It's talking about Baruchai B'mon, B'kitshai B'mon, Shalayarad by Klal. So by Yekadesh Oisai in Bereshis, by Shabbos, has nothing to do with Bereshis, it has to do with later on, when there will be Shoim Rei Shabbos, Yisbuchu v'malchusecha, Shoim Rei Shabbos, v'koyre, Am Mekadesh Shavi. That's what it's referring to. Otherwise in Bereshis, the word Kedusha is not mentioned at all. Because for the first 2,448 years, the Shnei Halofim Toyhu, there was no such thing as Kedusha. The Avos in their personal lives were Kedusha. But it wasn't a topic, it wasn't a nation, there wasn't a national concept of Kedusha, it didn't exist. It's not possible without Torah for one to experience Kedusha. We say every time we make a bracha before we do a mitzvah, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysa. That's the only way. Kaddushenu b'mitzvaysecha. Before Matan Torah. Atem tihi yuli mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh. By kadosh esa'am. The kiddashtam hayoyim u'machor. Or the first time it ever says it in Shemais. By Har Sinai, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take your shoes off. Because that's Har Sinai, that's where the Torah is going to be given. That's where Kedusha begins. We read in Hallel, which we've been saying recently a lot. Now Rashi tells us that Lokach Yehuda Legoyro Chevloi Ukedushosoi. Besides what Rashi says, that they made a Kiddushem Shamayim, because Yehuda jumped into the Yamsut before anyone else. But here Yehuda doesn't only mean Shevet Yehuda. It also means Am Yisrael, which is called Yehuda. We're called Yehudim. That when we left Mitzrayim, we became connected to Kedushas Hashem. Hoysa Yehuda Lekotshoi. It's interesting that there's a Shibolei Leket that we quote many times, that the Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh, where he talks about that in the last Mizmor of Tehillim, there are 13 Hallelukas. Hallelukah, we say it every day, Hallelukah, 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 Berukiah, Uzri, Hallelukah. So Shibolei Leket says that every one of these Hallelukas is connected a different month. Why they're 13? Because there's the Chodesh Adar Sheni. So that's the last one, Kalan Hashamah Tehallel. So the first one, Hallelukah, is Nisan. Hallelukah, Bekotshoi, that's Iyar. So what does Iyar have to do with Hallelukah B'Kotshoi? Obviously, if every one of these Hallelukas is connected one of the months, there must be a correlation, there must be a connection. And the first one is simply Hallelukah, Hallel, Pesach, Nisan. Hashir Yielochem Kalelus Kadesh Chag. That's the Chodesh of Hallel, even by night. That's clear. But what does Hallelukah B'Kotshoi have to do with Iyar? So idea could be perhaps like this. Again, those who say this, Ribbono Shel Olam, after davening Ma'ariv, and even if you don't say it, it's better to look at it. It was composed by Ba'alei Ruach HaKodesh. And there it says that the purpose of the Sfira is Kedei L'Tahareinu Miklipoiseinu Mitumoiseinu. Sfira doesn't only mean count. Sfira also means polish, shine. It comes from the word Evan Sapir, as all the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us. And during these days, we're supposed to purify ourselves from the impurities, from the iniquities, from all the undesirables, the klipos and the tumos that originated with Chet HaTzadas and later by Chet HaEgel. And we say, Kedei sheyitoharu nafshes amcha Yisrael mizu hamosam, so that the fashos of Klal Yisrael can purify themselves from all their impurities. And in the schos of Sfiras HaOmer, etoher ve'eskadesh b'kdusha shel mayla. What does that mean exactly? I become pure and holy in the holiness of on high. What exactly does that mean? What is Kedusha Shel Maila? We end off the Kedushascha El Yoyna. So Kedusha Shel Maila is the Kedusha of Hashem. The Kedusha of Hashem, which we don't know what that is, but we say it every day. Ata Kadosh, V'shimcha Kadosh, Kadosh V'chol Gini, Adu V'zel, Baruch Ato Hashem, Okeil HaKadosh. We're constantly saying that. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Svaka, as the Gemara says, the Kol Alma, the whole world exists because of Kedusha, the Sidra, the Ata Kadosh, Yoshev, Tehillas Yisrael, constantly, Nakdisha, Nakadesh, whatever your Nusach is, Naritzcha, Nakdisha, everything is Kedusha, 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 Kedusha. Hashem is Kadosh. Hu Kadosh, Mesharis of Kadosh, Hashem is Kadosh. And really, there's absolutely no human being can have any grasp as to what that means. So the human being has no Shaykhis to Kedusha. A body is finite, a body doesn't live forever, the body dies, rots, decomposes. Where does Kedusha come to a body? The Reb Shmelka of Nikolsburg, famous, the Tzaddik Reb Shmelka of Nikolsburg, the brother of the Hafloah, whose yahrzeit is Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So he says, he explains the psukim over here, the Gemara says in Nida and in Kedushin, Shloisha Shutofin, Yesh la'odom, a person had in the creation of man there are three parts: Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv, ve'imai. He says the part of you that's part of Hashem, the Nefesh Relikis, you don't have to worry about. But the part of you that's from your father and your mother, that's going to schlep you into Shol Tachlis. That's what you got to worry about. He says that's shot over here. Kedoshim tihiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. You can be holy because I am, because you have a part of you in me. You have a part of me in you. But ish imay ve'aviv tiro. You got to be afraid of your mother and your father. I mean, you got to be afraid of the chelik that comes from the av ve'aim. That's the tachlis. The tachlis is to elevate the guf, to be mahapech v'choymer haguf, which come from the father and the mother, and that can also experience kedusha. That's what we're here for. We're here for that. The neshama shenasata b'tahirei, the guf experiences kedusha when we do a mitzvah or makadesh the guf. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvayisav, kadoshenu b'mitzvayisav. That's only through shmiras ha-mitzvahs, through limud ha-Torah, can we be makadesh even the chelik of the avayim, even the part that the part of the composition of man which comes from father and mother. That's what Shmuelke of Nicholsburg said, beautifully explaining over here the connection of these two psuk. So perhaps the idea also is like this. We say the atem tihiyu li mamleches kayhanim. Tiyodua that tihiyu also means a lotion of kedushin. Havaya is kedushin. Makash havaya li yitzir. In fact, Hashem was mekadesh us to be His wife under the chuppah, under Har Sinai by Matan Torah. We became the isha, and he, Hashem is the ish. Hashem is the chasn. We're the kala. The atem tihiyu li, like a chasn says to a kala, harei at mekudeshes li. Vayoymer aleihem. Aleihem is Rosh Hashanah. Harei at Mekudeshes li, it says by Matan Torah. By Yidav Moshe is called Vayomer Aleihem. Moshe came and told Klal Yisrael, what did he tell them? He told them about the Azhara and the warning not to go on the mountain, but also as a remez, as far as Aleihem is Rosh Hashanah, Areyat Mekudeshes li. Here also, Vyomarto Aleihem, Kedoshim Tihiyu, Aleihem is Rosh Hashanah, Areyat Mekudeshes li. Kedoshim Tihiyu, Tihiyu Miloshin Havaya, Kedushim. Why is it called Kedushim? When one marries a woman, the Osala Akuli Alma Kehekdish. There's a concept of sanctification, a Jewish marriage, a marriage that's done kadas moshe v'yisrael is kedushin. It's not just a marriage; it's this holiness. Hashem took us as His people and connects us to Him that we can become kadosh like Hashem in a certain way because we have a part of Hashem in us. Achelik alakami mal, as the pasuk says in Iyov, the Balatanya adds the word mamish. Achelik alakami mal mamish. That is really, it's really, it's true. It's not just a metaphor. There is a chelik alakad. Now, Shachaim says the same thing, basically. Chelik alakami mal mamash that every single person has. So because of that, we can reach the level of Kedusha HaElyoina. We can reach the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connect to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Medrash says, Yochel kamayni. Talmud Loimar. Ki kadosh ani, kedushasi lemaila mi kedushaschem. It's Yidur, the Moranayim said it. People had a problem understanding what he meant. Yochel kamayni, he said, wasn't said as a question, but it's a fact. Yochel kamayni, yes, that a Yid can be like Hashem. Mahu racham, afata racham. Hashem wants us to be like Him. V'halachta bedrachav, tzitzivui, lehidamais, to follow in His ways. And in kedusha too, a Yid can experience kedusha, which only happens through Matan Torah, and it came about when we left Mitzrayim, Haisa Yehuda L'Kotshrei, Halalu Keil B'Kotshrei. So Iyar is the Chodesh that connects Pesach to Shavuos. Iyar is the Chodesh, the Yemei HaSfira is the time, as we read here, L'Taher Miklipayseinu Mitumayseinu, the Baal Shem Tov said, Usfartem Lochem, Lochem is Rosh HaTevis, Kedei L'Taher Miklipayseinu. The Lashon that's In the Nusach over here is Kedei L'Tahareinu Miklipayseinu is Rosh Hashanah Lachem, because the whole thing is the Lachem, that which is yours, that your the body, Lachem goes on the bodily needs, the bodily functions. Usfartem Lachem, we have to elevate and purify, and the Lachem, the part that comes from Avaim, has to shine. That's Ziv is shine. Kedoshim Tihiyu was a Haftacha. It doesn't say, hey you, it says, tihiyu, you will be. Hashem is guaranteeing us that no matter what, and no matter what generation we live in, even in 2014, whatever it is now, Tovshin Ayin Dalet, in the lowest of generations, where the concept of Kedusha is so foreign, that to talk about Kedusha in a world as ours sounds ridiculous, but the Torah is a Nitzchi, the Torah was written not just for the previous generations. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael means to every congregation, to every generation, ad soif kol hadoyres, until this ikvus of the Mashiach, that every Yid who wants Kedoshim Tihyu. You know why Hashem says? Because I, Ki Kadosh Ani, and I don't change. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron. The Medrash quotes this pasuk here. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, the Medrash quotes this pasuk too. A lot of interesting Midrashim here at the beginning of the parasha trying to answer this question of how is it possible for a Yid to connect himself, or to compare himself to Hashem in any way. The Torah is giving us tremendous chizuk. Yes, it's possible, even in our generation, for a Jew, for a community of Jews, to be holy, and to stay away. And to stay away from that, which is the total opposite of Kedusha, especially in our time. Kedoshim Tihiyu. Yes, you know how it's possible? Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokechem. Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron. And my Kedusha lasts forever, as many tzaddikim said. Tzaddikim of the previous generations we don't have, but Hashem we still have. Hashem hasn't changed. And the same Ribbono Shel of 100 years ago is now. The same Ribbono Shel of 1,000 years ago is now. Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokechem. So therefore you can connect, you can still be holy to Kedusha Shel Maila, Kedushascha Elyoina, even in a time like ours. So the tachlis of these days of Sfira, the tachlis of the month of Iyar, is to lead us, to prepare us for the concept of Kedosh, to be a Goy Kedosh. Perhaps also we could say there's another meaning to the word Kedosh. Rashi tells us in Parashas Yisroel, which we'll be reading Shavuos morning, that there's another meaning to Kedusha. It doesn't only mean holy, it also means to prepare. Kidashtam hayoim umachar. So Rashi tells us, Uncle is also seems to be saying that the Kidashtam Hayoim Umachar, how do you, that doesn't mean you sanctify today and tomorrow? What does it mean exactly? So Rashi learns, Vizimantem, you shall prepare, Sheyachinu Atzmam Hayoim Umachar. Later also, when it says, Vayikadesh Esha'am, Uncle translates, Vizamin Yasama. Later on again, Vagam HaKoyhanim HaNigoshim El Hashem Yiskadoshu, Yihyu Mizumonim L'Hisyatzev, they shall be ready. So what does that mean? Kedosha means be ready. Prepare yourself. That's exactly what this is. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for Matan Torah. Prepare yourself for Kedusha HaElyoina. The Kedusha HaElyoina, which we were zeichet to receive a little, as mentioned a few weeks ago, the concept of Gilui Shechina that every year was zeichet by the Seder, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So that's Kadesh, before the Urchatz. The Kadesh, where we get an experience of what the Kedusha HaElyoina is given to us by Matana, the night of Pesach. Then it's taken away. During the Yemei HaSfira, we have to deserve it. So every night we count another day, which really means another Sfira, another level, whether a person should take a Musa Sefer every day and delve into another line and into another Midah, because that's really what all these days are about. It's not just sanctifying ourselves, Bein Adam LaMokoyim, but it's also, and perhaps Be'ikr, Bein Adam LaChaveira. People think Kedusha is only B'negeah to davening, B'negeah to learning, B'negeah to your relationship with Hashem, but when it comes to the business, dealing with others in business or dealing with interactions interpersonal relationships, that doesn't make you holy. That's just that's how you should be. No, Parshas Kedoshim talks a lot about midos. Parshas Kedoshim talks a lot about character refinement. In fact, all the midos are in this parsha. Lo yisei lech rachel ba'amecha, lashon hara is root v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha ani Hashem. And as Svarim explains, because Ani Hashem, because I Hashem are in Him, like in you. Every Yid has a chelik alakami mal in Him. So therefore, every Yid has to love the other Jew who also has a chelik of Hashem in him. And if you don't, so it comes up. You don't like Hashem. That's why because it goes hand in hand. Avos Yisrael goes together with Avos Hashem. If there's no Avos Yisrael, there can't be Avos Hashem. Because loving your fellow Jew is because Ani Hashem, because in him there's a chelik alakam imal, which is the reason why Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Alekeichem. So therefore, the way to prepare for Matan Torah is twofold. Kedusha Kipshuta, precious Me'arayis, precious Me'avoy Dezorah, says over and over again in this parasha, his Kaddishtem, V'hiyisem Kedoshim, and at the end again, clear, of course. But then there's also the reason why we have an Avelis, a mini Avelis during these days, because of the chet of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, who lay no hagu covered zebuzeh. Kedoshim, they definitely were, but what was lacking was the nahagas b'kvaidim. They weren't noyig b'kavitzel. They didn't deal with each other respectfully. They lacked in the mitzvah of yahakel reacha kamoicha. Iyar, kiyadua, every month was created with another letter. Iyar was created with the letter vav. So the vav is the connecting letter. Vav connects one word to another, one pasuk to another, one parsha to another. Vav, and, the word and. You're not supposed to start a sentence with and. But in the Torah, everything starts with a vav kamat. Every page of every yiriyah starts with a vav except for five. Because the whole Torah, the purpose of the Torah is to connect all of us to become one. That's why this parsha, which is a mini Aseres HaDibris, as mentioned before, begins with Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, and as Rashi says, Shenem Reparshas V'Hakel. That the tachlis is that all the Jews get together. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. And that's Kedusha. That itself brings Kedusha. The halacha is when there are more Jews, there's more Kedusha. More Jews together by benching, according to one man, the Amma, if there's 100, so you say more, if there's 1,000, you say more, the Mishnah and Brachos, if there's 10,000, you say even more by the benching, even though we don't hold like that, but there is the concept of the more, the fi roiv hakohol hein mevorchem, the more the multitude, and the multitude are united, the more hashras hashchina, ein hashchina shayr elef, chof beiz elef, the more Jews there are, the more hashras hashchina there is, if they are united, by hibi shur and melech, b'his asev rosh hayom, when everyone's together. So that's, and of course, that's the chait, that because of that, we're still in Golos. Because of that, we still have not yet experienced the Geula, even though Pesach is the Yom Tov of Geula, but it's still Chodesh Nisan, the Nisan Asin LiGeula. We now find ourselves in the days of Pesach de la'osid. So this year, we are privileged, right after Pesach, to read the parasha, which the name of the parasha tells us right away what's expected of us. What is a Jew supposed to do when Pesach is over? Kedushim. That's it. Work on Kedusha. And Kedusha means precious. Kedusha means Ben Adam LaMokoyim. Kedusha means Ben Adam LaChaveroi too. Because clearly the same parasha that is called Kedushim doesn't only talk about Kedushim to you or about V'his Kaddishtem, but it talks about Loi Tignoivu, V'loi Sechachshu, V'loi Sechakru, V'loi Sasha Kesreach, V'loi Sigza, V'loi Sekali El Cheresh, V'loi Sasu Ovel Bamishvat. You say that Ben Adam LaMakom, Lo Yisei Lech Rachel Ba'amecha, Lo Yisamer Al Dam Reyecha, Lo Yisis Nesachicha Bilavecha, Lo Yisikoim Ve Lo Yisidur. All the mitzvahs, all the midos, all the Sifrei Musar, all the svarim that talk about Hisnahagus Ben Adam LaChaveiro, Adafkin Parshas Kedoshim, and the parsha is called Kedoshim because that's without that there's no kedusha. One could be a holiest, he fasts all day and he learns and he daven, but if he doesn't deal respectfully, if he doesn't have Midos Tovos, how could he call himself a Kodosh? The same parasha that's called Kedoshim has in it the mitzvahs that have to do with Ben Adam LaChaveiro. That's why the Luchas, Luchas Ksiv, it says it without a Vav, so as Rashi quotes Chazal, that both tablets were equal. So, for what reason? What's the limud from that? One half are mitzvahs Ben Adam LaMakom, the other half is mitzvahs Ben Adam LaChaveiro. The first half is Anoichi and Loyelocha. The second one is Loyelocha. But it's one. It's one. It's not two separate Torahs. It's one Torah. You can't have one without the other. That's Parshas Kedosh. Immediately to start working on Tikkun HaMidos. That's why right away we do Pirkei Avos. We start right away Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, as the Rav says, is to teach us that Midos, Musar, and all that is not just something you get from the Reader's Digest Lab or from some psychologist. That's also Torah. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. The same Torah that taught us the most Chomer the Gemitzvahs and then Kotchim and Tyrus and Zeroyim. But Chazal shows that the introduction, Dafka to Pirkei Avos, is Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. To teach us that that's also Torah Misinai. There can't be Torah, which is Misinai, unless a person refines his character. And that's the Avodah of the Yemei HaSfira. To be Misake and the Chet of the 24,000 students, Rabbi Akiva, who taught via Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha, which is in this week's parasha, always read in the Yemei HaSfira, now right after Pesach. We don't have to wait, like usual, a few weeks till we get the parasha's Kedoshim. But immediately, following Pesach, we already have the Tikkun to the Siba of why we're in Golos, via Ahavta L'Reacha Kamecha Ani Hashem, and to work on that, and to work on Tikkun HaMidos in general, and on the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tihiyu, which the goal is to be a Goy Kadosh, which will be totally fulfilled. La'asid lavay when umala ha'aretz deya es Hashem kamayim layam mechasim, when all of Klal Yisrael will be together as one unit, and all of us will be zaycha to kedusha, to the kedusha ha'elyayna, as the lashon in the sfiri, kedusha shel mayla. Kedusha shel mayla is the same gematria as Haisa Yehuda lekotshay. Haisa Yehuda lekotshay is the gematria kedusha shel mayla. Because the goal is to reach the Kedusha Shalmaila, the highest level of Kedusha, which is, that's why it never ends. The Arachaim speaks about it in the parasha over here. It's endless. The concept of Kedushim Tihyu never ends. And even after death, even in Gan Eden, we say it in that, Kedushim B'chol Yoyim Yehalalu Chaselo, they say it means every day on a higher level. Tzadikim Eilehem Menucha, Loi Boilem Azev, Loi Boilem Abba. Because every day they go higher and higher in Kedusha, which there's no end to it, because since Kikadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem, and it's rooted in Kedusha Shel Maila, which there's no end to that, because the Hashem is Ein Sof. So there's no end, and there's no matter how holy a person thinks he is, but tomorrow you could be even holier. And then when you become holier tomorrow, you realize what was yesterday compared to tomorrow is Chayil. It's not even Kedush. But Tzadikim, every single day they would consider themselves that yesterday they were like Lahavdol Goy compared to. They said the Yidak Kodesh was called the Yidak Kodesh because he used to say about himself that every day he feels that yesterday he was a Goy. Ad Kedei Kach. That every day he becomes a better Yid. So that yesterday, how did I serve Hashem yesterday? It was terrible compared to what I understand today. Because every single day they were Milan Ba'Kodesh Davka. The way I read, Milan Ba'Kodesh. Kedusha, there's no end. Kedoshim Tihi, that's the goal. We should all be Zoycha to utilize the Yemei Asfira, Svartam Lachem, Mimachras HaShabbos. The Torah says, Tihiyena, Tihiyu, Tihiyu, Meloshin Havaya, Tihiyu means Behavayosa Tehe, it has a kiyum. Something where the Torah uses the word Tihiyah, like in this week's parasha, it uses the word by Orla. Sholei Shonim, Yihiyah Lochem Areilim, Yihiyah called Piriyah Kodesh Yilulim. Whenever it says Yihiyah, it's Behavayosa Tehe, you can't change it. That's why you can't take the fruit and keep it in storage for 3 years, Rashi says, now you're supposed to be able to use it. No, Yihiyah, it remains Orla always. That's Tihiyu. Tihiyu means Kedoshim Tihiyu. There's a promise that Klal Yisrael will always be an Am Kodesh, or at least there'll always be a Knishta Chada, as the Zayar says, at least one congregation that'll connect to the Kedush. Even in our times, the Torah is promising us, even in Ikvus at the Mashiach, because since I don't change, Hashem says, the idea that you could be Kadosh never changes. It could happen any time, even in our time, especially in our time. As the Reb Chaim Vital quotes his Rebbe, Arizal said this 500 years ago, that what we do today, he says, has more of an effect in Shemayim than what Tanoim and Amoraim did, because it's much harder for us. You wonder, why was it hard for the Arizal? What was hard for him? Today we could understand that. Today, all the Tzadikim said, any Avodah that we do today can accomplish much more because Lefum Saira Ad, because Hashem sees how difficult it is for a person to be parish in our generation, a person to guard himself, to guard his eyes, to guard his ears. For a person to really be an Erlich Yid in our time is worth 1,000 times more than it was worth 100 years ago, and certainly 1,000 times more than it was worth 1,000 years ago. And like some Sadiqim said, that's why today everything is very fast, especially now living in the wireless world. Quick, 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 quick. Because today, what we can do in 1 minute took them in previous generations weeks and months beruchnius. Because what we can accomplish beruchnius in a very short period of time, but it took them a long time. Because today, because of all the difficulties, so Hashem is hinting to us by showing us the technology. Just like today, everything happens very, very fast. You should know that what you do is so choshev to me, Hashem says, that even though you only learn, let's say, for a minute, you have to rip yourself away from all the nonsense for a minute. It's like in the olden days when they did it for 10 hours. And certainly if a person learns for an hour, certainly if a person concentrates on his davening for 10 minutes is worth like the way they used to daven for 5 hours in those days with no cell phones and no distractions and no outside influences. So certainly that's a tremendous chizuk that even in our generation, it's shayach, that we could all be kedoshim, we should all be zeicha to end the ruach ha-tumah, yes, ruach ha-tumah avim in ha-oretz, be zeicha that we should be able to be makriv according to one day in the Yerushalmi, the Pesach Sheni. We should be able to be a makir, even if we couldn't do the Pesach Rishon one day or holds, we'd be able to be in the Pesach Sheni. We should be able to do so and spend Iyar together with Shimon ben Yochai in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Tarmini Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.